Authorities in the Czech Republic have detained two men for their alleged involvement in a deadly wave of alcohol poisoning. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports that at least 19 people there have died and 24 others have been injured.
Czech police inspect kiosks, markets, cafes and restaurants as the death toll climbs in the country's worst wave of alcohol poisoning in years. Police officers have raided hundreds of outlets nationwide, reporting 70 cases of illegal alcohol so far. The dozens of victims were all drinking cheap vodka and rum laced with methanol, a toxic substance used to stretch alcohol on the black market to guarantee high profits for manufacturers. Those who survived were blinded or induced into comas in hope that doctors can save them. Officials say two men, aged 46 and 47, have been detained as inspectors found 500 bottles and several barrels of illicit booze in a garage-turned warehouse in the eastern city of Zlín. Methanol tests are to be conducted soon. However, Health Minister Leos Heger already says a majority of alcohol samples taken elsewhere contained dangerous levels of methanol that is mainly used for industrial purposes. He says we can confirm that people died or were injured due to alcohol poisoning, but he pledges that authorities now want to ensure that what people drink is not dangerous. That help comes too late for Josefa Skupienova, whose daughter died after drinking poisoned alcohol.
My daughter died because of alcohol poisoning. I am very upset about this. People can do nothing for me. She can be never replaced.
Outside the Czech Republic, two reportedly died in neighboring Poland and one more in Slovakia. The case has underscored that the economic crisis is impacting the alcohol sector, as in poorer areas people seek cheaper options from often unknown manufacturers in the Czech Republic, one of the most beer-consuming nations. Yet outbreaks of alcohol poisoning are rare in Europe. In Serbia, 43 people died in 1998 from illegally made plum brandy, and a man was sentenced to 12 years imprisonment. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.